turned so low I could see little in the hall, save that it was hung with pictures. Then a door opened, and a very mean-looking individual came towards us, although in many ways he could be described as a laughing man, owing to the fact that he had a frequent nervous laugh.
And what did this laughing man say?
Well, well. And is this Mr. Mellus, Harold?
This is he.
Well done, well done. No ill will, Mr. Mellus, I hope, but we could not get on without you. If you do fare with us, you'll not regret it. But if you try any tricks, then God help you.
What do you want with me?
Only to ask a few questions of the Greek gentleman who was visiting us and to let us know his answers. But say no more than you were told to say, or you had better never to have been born. So, Mr. Mellus, this way. You too, Harold. We'll soon get this matter settled. Here we are. And there is the gentleman of whom we wish you to ask some questions.
My God!
Do not concern yourself as to his welfare.
But why is his face crisscrossed with sticking plaster, even his mouth?
Have you the writing slate there, Harold?
Yes, it's here. And I've untied his hands.
Give him the pencil, then. Now then, Mr. Mellus, you are to ask him the questions and he will write down the answers. Ask him first if he's prepared to sign the papers.
Well, Mr. Holmes, in spite of the extraordinary situation, I did as I was asked, and the poor devil wrote down never. I asked him if there were any conditions that would change his mind, and he wrote, only if I see her married in my presence by a Greek priest whom I know. When I informed what I describe as the laughing man of his answers, he gave one of his venomous laughs and said, say to him he knows what to expect then. I can only say that the man appeared to care nothing for himself. Again and again I was told to ask him if he would give in and sign the documents. Again and again I had the same reply. Then I had a happy thought. I took to adding on little sentences of my own to each question. No one except the poor man and myself knew what was happening. Our half-spoken, half-written conversation went something like this. You can do nothing by this obstinacy.
Who are you?
I care not. I am a stranger in London.
Your fate is in your own hands.
How long have you been here?
So be it. 3 weeks.
The property can never be yours.
What ails you?
I'll never give it to villains. They are starving me.
If you sign, you can go free.
What house is this?
I'll never sign.
I don't know.
You are not doing her any service.
What is your name?
Let me hear her say so.
Gratithis.
You'll see her if you sign. Where are you from?
Then I'll never see her.
Athens.
Another 5 minutes, Mr. Holmes, and I would have wormed out the story under their very noses.
So what was the happening that prevented your worming, as you describe it?
Well, unfortunately, at that moment, the door suddenly opened and a woman came into the room.
Harold, please, I could not stay away longer. It is so lonely up there with only... Oh, my God! It's Paul!
These last words she spoke in Greek, and as she did so, the man who had brought me there grabbed her and began pushing her from the room. At the same time, the man I had been interrogating managed to pull some of the sticking plaster from his lips.
Sophie! Sophie! Get off! Oh,
no, no, no! Let me near
her!
No, no.
And you!
No.
Get loose! Come out of here!
No. Come on! Quick!
For a moment, I was left alone. I thought, perhaps this is my chance to have a look around, get some kind of clue as to where I was. Before I could do anything, however, the door opened again.
Oh, dear. I must ask you to excuse all the drama. But as you perceive, we have taken you into our confidence over some very private business. We would not have bothered you, but our friend who began these negotiations, a friend who, of course, speaks Greek, has been forced to return to the East. It was quite necessary for us to find someone to take his place, and we were fortunate in hearing of your powers. Now then, Mr. Mellus, you are free to go.
Well,
here are 5 sovereigns, which will, I hope, be a sufficient fee for your pains. But remember, if you speak to a living soul about this, one human soul. Well, may God have mercy.